I live in this country, this city, for 47 years. I come over from Japan, no money.
Meet the real Mr. Miyagi, Fumio Demura. Demura was Miyagi's stunt double in the Karate Kid films, and his training methods have inspired much of the karate culture we are familiar with today. He credits his dojo in Santa Ana, California, for much of his success.
Dojo means not just a studio, not just fighting, development, better human beings. That's the reason we call it dojo.
The karate legend has been training martial arts stars here for nearly half a century. But his iconic dojo might not be around for much longer.
This place, so many people go through. For example, Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, and Steven Seagal.
I have 60 cover, more than Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris.
Demura's dojo rests on a busy section of Bristol Street, a major gateway into Santa Ana. The city plans to add extra lanes to ease traffic as part of the Bristol Street widening project. City officials claim they need Demura's land as well as eight other neighboring businesses for the project, and they're threatening to use eminent domain in order to acquire them. That's the government's power to take private property for public use.
Being able to increase mobility is the main goal. It's just a very important roadway, arterial, here in the county.
Santa Ana Mayor Miguel Pulido has been leading the project since its inception in the early 90s.
It's just a very slow process. You have to deal with every single homeowner, every single business owner. But if it's well planned and it's well done, ultimately it makes a better city.
We respect and we understand the necessity of the transportation project to the city. And we want to participate in the road widening. We understand the need for that. We're not saying don't widen the road. What we're saying is work with us.
Christina Rush represents the Bristol Street businesses. She says that back in 1991, the original plan required 120 feet for the additional lanes. This would allow for Demura's dojo and most of the other businesses to remain. But a revised report came out in early 2013 suggesting an extra 30 feet for landscaping, which would make it impossible for the businesses to stay.
What we're asking the city to do is eliminate that unnecessary 15 feet of parkway from each side of the roadway. We can give you that in our plan through our landscaping, through architectural elements, outdoor seating. We can achieve what the city wants, that park-like look, while still allowing the businesses to retain their properties and their businesses at their current locations.
I'd have to stay as much as I can because this is the old house. We fix it. So hard working.
We're trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to work together to accommodate the street widening and to hopefully, if we can reach an accommodation, to have the businesses, you know, continue to operate as businesses.
They should only acquire so much as they need. Excess acquisitions are unnecessary and often are part of the abuse problem.
Chapman University's Donald Cochin specializes in property rights and eminent domain. He's skeptical that negotiations alone could change the current plan.
There is precedent for eminent domain abuse. There are a lot of motivating factors that encourage the government to exercise eminent domain power, the incentives to appease interest groups, to increase the tax base.
And with very few checks on eminent domain power, Cochin says the best hope is community support.
Business owners win when they can capture the hearts and minds of the public. To the extent that you see a public backlash.
If this doesn't work, the businesses might have no choice but to shut their doors and just accept whatever compensation the city offers.
No, the offers haven't been fair. They're way below market value.
Unfortunately, just compensation does not take into account some of those more owner-specific values, such as the loyal client base that they've built up over a long-standing period of time.
People know where we are. For example, the other day I got the mail, Santa Ana, California, Karate Studio, that's it. The mail come in because the people know where we are.
Even below market value, needlessly acquiring these properties is a substantial expense, an expense that taxpayers are on the hook for.
It involves significant costs in the project itself, and the taxpayers are going to have to fund that cost.
Not only will they have to pay, but the fact that these businesses have been open on Bristol Street for so long is proof that they are highly valued and will be a huge loss for the community.
The community has definitely shown that these businesses are integral to their functioning because they come to us. We've been here for 25 years. We've been paying for this. We've helped the community. It's our right to stay here.
If it does come to you having to leave, do you think you'd start over?
I don't have any choice. I had to move someplace, but I'd do again.